Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday, so we're dropping a bonus meditation into the feed. Earlier in the week on the podcast, we talked about the issue of grief. It was fascinating because it turns out grief isn't just something you feel when you've lost a loved one. Of course, that is an appropriate time for grief, but it's also something millions of us are experiencing, even if we haven't lost someone. We're feeling it because we've lost a way of life or we've lost a sense of security. And so we're going to drop a meditation now from Sharon Salzberg, one of the most popular meditation teachers in the 10% Happier ecosystem and just a truly legendary teacher in her own right on the issue of grief. So here we go, Sharon Salzberg.
Hi, this is Sharon Salzberg. Grief is one of the more difficult feelings that we have. Most of us have the sense that we haven't really been given the tools, perhaps that it's a shameful kind of feeling, or our friends or family are getting kind of impatient, like, hurry up, this has gone on long enough. There are all kinds of extra conditioning layers that we tend to add to the feeling. And many times we discover that the actions we take to avoid simply being with the feeling are far more burdensome and complex and harmful than it would be if we actually just sat and experienced what was actually happening. So even though it is somewhat difficult, we're going to practice doing just that. So we can begin by sitting comfortably or lying down, whatever seems right to you. You can have your eyes closed or slightly open. The anchor for our attention, the refuge, is the breath, just the normal, natural breath, wherever it's strongest for you or clearest for you. If you particularly want to work with the feeling of grief, you might have to bring up consciously the situation, the loss, the challenge, whatever it is, and allow the feeling to fill your body. You may have all kinds of thoughts of regret, dismay, I wish I'd done this or I should have done that. But you can let those thoughts come and go as you anchor your attention in your body. What are you feeling? Like one of my teachers once encouraged us, imagine this spaceship has arrived and these Martians come out and they come up to you and they say, what is anger? What is grief? What are you feeling? So we start with the body. What are you feeling in your body? Your chest and your stomach and your heart and your throat. What's happening? And then, as with other painful things, we're going to break down the experience into its component parts. What are three things you find within the grief? Sadness? Guilt? Anger? Could be anything. And we pay attention in this way, which means we're not condemning what we're feeling. We're not lost in it, as though to say, this is the only thing I will ever feel. What's it going to be like in 15 years? We need to be with it in the moment, allowing it to unfold, without pushing against it, without being lost. What are the different strands of emotion that are arising that, coming together, we're calling grief? And look at how they're changing. And if you start getting lost in story, overwhelmed, you can recognize that, see if you can let go of what's distracting you, come back to the breath, come back to the feelings. It's quite painful to have this sense of grief. And in addition to that, we sometimes add on sense of isolation. I'm the only one who will ever feel this. Sense of permanence. This is all I will ever feel. A sense of guilt. I shouldn't feel this at all. I should be beyond this. If you can notice these add-ons, and practice letting go. Bring your attention back to the moment, back to the breath, back to the feeling. And if you feel the energy for it, it doesn't feel forced or contrived. You can turn your attention for a few moments to that which you have to be grateful for. The fact that you're breathing. The fact that you're interested enough in change to try these kinds of things. The fact that you have the capacity to meditate. Feeling the breeze against your skin, whatever it might be. If it feels forced or contrived, it's better not to do that right now. But at some point, we bring in that side of the picture. Both are true. Loss, struggle, and all that we have to be grateful for, to appreciate, just in a moment. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes or lift your gaze. And notice how you feel. Just to sit with a difficult state is a really good thing, rather than be governed by fear of it or the message that it's wrong, we shouldn't have it. This is part of the truth of the present moment, and our awareness is able to encompass it, to accompany us as we pay attention through all the different elements of life's journey. Thank you for your practice today, and I'm wishing you well.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.